Good morning.
Good morning.
This is an opportunity to remember what Jesus did for us. As he told us when he ate with his disciples, he broke the bread and he said, as often as you do this, do it in remembrance of me, for this is my body broken for you. He took the cup and he said, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you do it in remembrance of me. And what he was referring to there is Jeremiah 31, a prophecy of the new covenant. And he says, the new covenant I am starting with my death, burial, and resurrection for you. My body broken, my blood shed. Jeremiah 31 says, behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. Not like the covenant that I made with their fathers on the day when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt. My covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, declared the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my law within them. I will write it on their hearts. I will be their God. They will be my people. No longer shall each one teach his neighbor and each his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me. From the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord, for I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. That's the good news. That we have a relationship with God. We can know God. We can be invited into a communion, fellowship with the God who is there. And on the basis of what Jesus did for us, he died so that our sins could be remembered no more. Do you have a relationship where someone brings up your faults, your sins, reminds you of those things? It's frustrating. You want to forget those things, right? It's like, don't bring that up again, please. God says, although God knows everything, he knows your thoughts, he knows your heart, he knows your attitude, he knows all those things that even the person closest to us doesn't know. God says, I am not going to, if you trust in Jesus, I'm not going to hold those things against you. In fact, I will not bring them up again to you. I choose to not forget them. He says, I choose to remember them no more. I won't bring those back up. I won't hold that against you. I won't recall that. Forgiveness. That God, the one who is just, who would be just to hold us accountable for every wrong thing that we've done, the just God says, I put that on Jesus. He took that for you. And now our relationship can be restored. We can have fellowship. We can enjoy one another because your sins are remembered no more. I'm going to invite the deacons to come. We're going to pass out the bread and the juice. Take that. Hold on to it. Reflect on what Jesus did for you. If you're a believer in Jesus, if you've put your trust in him, you're invited to participate with us. We'll pray and then we'll take that together to remember, to reflect on what Jesus did for us as he commanded. Father, thank you for not leaving us without hope. Thank you for sending your only son to pay our price so that you can be a just God who forgives iniquity and transgression and sin, who remembers it no more. Thank you that we are washed clean by the blood of the new covenant, the blood of your son Jesus, who died willingly, laid down his life as a substitute for us so that we can enjoy your presence forever. Thank you for being here this morning, that we can have fellowship with one another and with you. Thank you for this bread and this juice that helps us to remember. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's thank him. What a delight Lord Jesus, to be forgiven, to have all our sins remembered no more, to have you, the faithful God, promise, enter into covenant with us to be our God and take us to be your people, to transform us from the inside out. Thank you, Jesus, for making that relationship possible by laying down your life as a substitute for sinners. Thank you for your body broken and for your blood poured out to wash away our sins. We remember. In Jesus' name. His body broken for you. Eat. His blood poured out for you. Drink.